With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
UCF head football coach Josh Heupel joins Open Mic now.
We stay hype.
How can you not be hyped about this weekend? UCF versus USF, the war on I-4, Black Friday showdown, 3:30 p.m. kickoff. You can listen to the game on your home of the Knights right here, FM 96.9 The Game, AM 740. Coverage starts at 1:30 p.m. Coach Hype, how hyped is the team about the rivalry game?
We're ready to go, man. It's a quick turnaround on a short week, but guys have been great inside the building, getting close to wrapping up our preparation. We'll have a great morning. Kind of a walkthrough day for us today too, and head over to Tampa here in a few days.
Coach, I'm sure it's sometimes hard to motivate teams when you face an opponent who's only won one game, but the fact that USF is your biggest rival, I'm assuming there's no motivational issues this week, especially after the close loss to Cincy last week.
Yeah, told the players we got to burn that last one, lose it quickly and move on to this one. This is a game that obviously is a big rivalry game, right? It's been an emotional game here the last couple of years. It's a game where our guys know the opponent really well, right? They grew up playing against these guys, maybe being on the same team, travel team, 7-on-7 maybe. So there's a lot of familiarity with a lot of these guys, and this is a big one for us inside the program.
What have you seen from USF when you do your video study of your opponent? I mean, obviously, again, they haven't won a lot of games, but they have played some close ones. They nearly beat Memphis, which is a team you guys had issues with. Talk about USF.
Yeah, every game in college football kind of unfolds differently and takes on its own identity. I think in this league, there's a lot of great teams and wins are hard to come by. So for our football team, our preparation's got to be great. It has been so far. And then you got to play, your best brand of football. And you got to be extremely physical and take care of the football. When you look at them, they've played some of their opponents really well. Defensively, they're multiple in what they do. They've had some COVID issues, some injuries. I think they're going to be at probably the closest to full strength that they've been here over the last month when we get there on Friday. We got to go do the things that we do extremely well. We got to run the football offensively. You got to stop the run defensively. You got to get them in third and long. We got to cause some turnovers. We got to take care of the football on offense.
UCF coach Josh Heupel right here on Open Mic. Coach, everybody always makes a big deal about rivalry games being big for recruiting. How important is this game for recruiting, if at all?
Hi, it's important. This is an in-state rival. It's a trophy game. You win this, you take the picture, lives inside your building forever. The trophy resides there for another year. It's important in that way, and certainly there's some recruiting battles with us in USF.
Coach, what about Thanksgiving? Obviously, we're in the COVID era. What's the team going to do on Thanksgiving? Obviously, you don't want your guys out at gatherings and things like that. What's the plan for Thanksgiving and the team?
Yeah, different this year that we're traveling there, too. So, for us, it's actually a practice day. It's one of the best days of the year, where you're around your football family for Thanksgiving, get an opportunity to go out and practice and have some fun together. We'll have a Thanksgiving meal for the guys and it's different in that, usually, the coaches, families and kids are around, not just Thanksgiving week, but really all year long. And it's been a different year in that way just because of your interactions are so different, and fewer. And but it's a day for great things. It's a day we get to be together and compete on the practice field a little bit. We'll have, 3 or 4 hours off, and then we'll have some meetings and get on the bus and head over to Tampa and get ready to go play on Friday.
What are you thankful for this year, Coach?
Man, so many things. We were talking with the team a couple of days ago. Just you think back to where we were 6 months ago. We weren't together. Didn't know when we were going to be able to be back together as a football family. You look at just the health of our football team, being able to handle COVID as well as we have. Keep our individuals, but our football family pretty safe throughout that. The opportunity to get to do what we love to do together and be around each other. And it's different than any year. There's nothing really normal about it. But you are so thankful for all those opportunities to be together.
Coach, what's your favorite Thanksgiving dinner side dish?
If I say anything other than my mom's stuffing, I'm gonna hear about it from my mom probably. So I'm 42 years old, and I think I'm 42 here, and I'm gonna make sure that I'm still on the right side of it with my mom.
Also, Coach, I'm contending that if the College Football Playoff Committee were ranking holiday meats, that the Easter ham should be ranked number one ahead of the Thanksgiving turkey. Your thoughts?
I'm going to disagree strongly with you there. I'll go Thanksgiving turkey over the ham any day of the week.
Okay. All right. Your preference. We all have different opinions. Coach, obviously one of the big storylines this week, Dylan Gabriel sort of hinted that McKenzie Milton is ready to play. Could he play against USF if the situation is right?
KG's continuing to do great, get better and better, healthier and moving around more and more like the old KZ. We'll continue to see where he's at and where he gets to here before we get to kickoff.
Is he medically cleared to play in an actual game?
I'm not sure that I would put it that way.
Okay. Real quick, Coach, I mean, obviously that day 2 years ago in Tampa, I mean, you were distraught after the game, as were all of UCF Nation. Can you just talk about, I mean, from then till now, I mean, you said he's running around like the old KZ out there. How incredible is his comeback story?
Yeah, it's remarkable. Just, the story of faith and the human spirit, how strong he is in both of those things, and the ability to overcome obstacles every single day and to pick yourself up on the hardest of days. And he continues to be a great example of those things, every day for everybody inside of our program. And it's been awesome to see him get back to a more normal routine, the excitement and energy inside of his eyes, the confidence, and knowing that he's continuing to push. And at one point you're just worried about him being able to live a normal life and be able to interact with his kids, and now you're talking about him getting to the point where he feels comfortable enough to go out and play at some point on the football field. And continues to just amaze everybody.
Coach Josh Heupel, UCF head coach, right here on Open Mic. Last one for you, Coach. We saw what happened with Clemson and Florida State last week. I'm curious, when you guys travel for a conference game, or any game for that matter, do you already have your final test results in hand before you get on the plane, or how does that work?
Yeah, every league's a little bit different. We do. In this league, you have the results before we travel. So we know in getting on the plane or on the bus that we're going to be able to go play. In other leagues, that's not necessarily true. Like when we played Georgia Tech, we actually tested once we got to the hotel there on the Friday before the Saturday game. So you were awaiting those results until Saturday morning.
So in a conference game, like an AAC game, you guys would test, like, I guess, late Thursday? Is that how it works?
No, we test first thing Friday morning. You know, our kids are testing at between 7:30 and 8 in the morning, and we're able to get those results back really usually by the time we finish practice that day.
Seems like a good way to do it to me.
It absolutely works for us, yes.
Coach Josh Heupel, we appreciate you joining us this season, as always, and we will be there in Tampa on Friday to watch the game. Good luck to you, Coach.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Mike.
There you have it, Josh Heupel. What did you take out of the McKenzie Milton stuff?
My belief in it happening has gone way down.
With the
comment of that's not how I would describe it when asked about being medically cleared. Man, that's tough. That's really tough. I mean, it does kind of reinforce.
Well, he didn't say for sure. He just said, he obviously didn't want to reveal much. So.
Right.
It's
still possible, but if anything were to happen this weekend, it feels like opening snap, Milton gets it, takes a knee kind of thing, kind of symbolic more than an actual thing.
I think there's a 0% chance of it being a ceremonial snap. I don't think that's going to happen. After reading the McKenzie Milton story on ESPN.com by Andrea Adelson, he doesn't want to be, again, like I said yesterday, a dog and pony show out there.
Right.
So, anyway, straight ahead. Speaking of college football, has Dabo Swinney supplanted Steve Spurrier as the all-time public enemy number one among FSU fans? We'll get into that next on Open Mic.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.